Peace, peace, and welcome to the Black Fathers Unite podcast. We have a special show for those that have tuned in. I am the remarkable brother Elijah with my awesome brothers. We will now introduce to the world now.
All right, man. Hey, it's a good thing to be here. It's your boy Sharon. Glad to be a part of this Black Fathers Unite. It's a good thing, word, man.
I'm CJ, man. It's a great thing to be here. You know what I'm saying? I hope my input and the young brothers who want hear input either help me or help somebody out there that need help.
Word.
My name is Roderick. Everybody call me Trill. Glad to be a part of this great situation we got going on. We need more stuff like this.
Word, brothers. So yeah, man. So let's get it started, man. We talking about were we ready? Like, were we ready to be these fathers that we've become today? And how has it shaped our minds, like, from then to now? Like, where we at with it now? You know what I'm saying? Like, were you ready? Like, were y'all ready when y'all got that news?
Well, I think I'm gonna be the first one to start it off, man. I think out of all of us, you know, I think I was the one to get started the earliest with having my daughter at 16. And I'm gonna definitely say, you know, I wasn't ready at all, man. You know, I had my oldest two kids at my high school graduation. So
sheesh.
I definitely wasn't ready. It was a crazy situation, man. So like I said, I wasn't ready. Had to grow up quick, had to grow up fast, had to do what I had to do, man.
What you feel like you missed out on though?
I definitely missed out on basically, you know, like being able to hang out with the fellas or just having those dumb moments as a young man, you know.
Oh yeah. I definitely got to sow my royal oats, you know what I'm saying, when I was younger, man. Like for me personally, I actually got a long time before I had kids for myself. So, but I don't know, man. It's different strokes with different folks, man. It could get lonely out there. You know what I'm saying? When you on that side, and you get for me, yeah. I actually thought I couldn't have kids, man. To be truthful.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, speaking for myself, like I don't think nobody will be prepared to be a father, cause it ain't just like, dang, you know what to do. It's just like, dang. Like, because some women intuition, they kick in, like, they know what to do with a child. They know how to nurture that child. But with a father, you like, he here, what to do.
Right.
Unless you ain't had no guidance of another man to show you, tell you. Like, I had my son, I was like 18 or whatever. I was in high school.
Okay.
Nah, I ain't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, like, life, my first thing was to join the army and get me like prepared.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I thought of. But then when it came, like you say, what you miss out on, man, you miss out like, dang, man, what kind of career could I have started on? I can't even start no career or whatever. Yeah. Well, I got to jump into it because now I got another child. I got a child. Somebody going to look up to me. I got to take care of them now. I ain't had to worry about them. Now I got to worry about the kids.
For real.
So I'm really prepared for that, unless they just already had that male figure that got on them and bonded with them real hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could have prepared yourself, but if you ain't never had no male bondage or somebody that you could look up to, it's real hard, and I don't think no man will ever be prepared if you a man.
Right. I totally agree with that. For me, when I had my son, I'm sorry to cut you off, but like when I had my son, I was like just getting out of like a crazy hardship as far as where I was at, what kind of lifestyle I was living. Like I was on my way up, and I was like kind of still dealing with my ex-wife, and that didn't work out. So I was like, you know what, man, I'm kind of put that marriage stuff on the back burner and doggone, you know what I'm saying, just see what I can get out of this life since I don't have any responsibility. And And that's when I met my kid's mother, man. And from there on, I think we dated for like 6 months. But you know, it's all a learning experience. You take it in stride. And you know, after some time, man, I kind of got used to the idea. But it's still something in me that feel like, man, maybe I might have missed out. Maybe it was an opportunity that I could have, you know what I'm saying, took advantage of. Especially with the women, bro. Like the women was coming like, man, out of nowhere. Like, and I like them older, so man, I had to drop so many damn bad chicks, man, on the strength, because I already knew what type of role I was gonna have to play, man. If I'm gonna be involved, I really gotta be involved. So I had to kick all the little side Jones to the side, man, and do my thing. So you know how that go.
Elijah said, he like I'm old, huh?
I like mature, bro.
The nitty gritty, right? Okay.
They like that. They like when you say nitty gritty, smack them back something.
But I'm gonna go ahead. Was I ready? Nah, man. I definitely wasn't ready. I always felt like I wanted to know what kind of father I would be. My goal was to be a better father than my father was to me. So that was my goal. Having my daughter save my life. And what I mean by save my life, I was headed down a road of destruction, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was still in the street. I used my outer appearance as a disguise.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I was in the street.
So what, the good guy look? What was it?
Yeah. I used the good guy look to hide the bad boy in me. And that's what I did. Not that I treated anybody wrong. It's just that street life was a street life. You know what I'm saying? When I had my daughter, it turned things over for me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say having her saved my life. So I take my hat off to my baby mother for having our child. You know what I'm saying? Like real talk, because she didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have to do it. She didn't have to keep her. But now she here. You know what I'm saying? When she first came out, man, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna hit you with a spiritual thing here. I gave her back to God. You know what I'm saying? I prayed over her, gave her back to God, and I told God, you know, hey, look, you're my father. Just help me to be the best father I could be for her. I also want to say this, that things that I speak on behalf of myself, things that I fear in life for some reason have happened. So if you ever feared losing a car or being homeless, so you bring that energy. But the thing is sometimes that energy needs to be brought so you can be a stronger person. The situation at hand where there were moments where my daughter was taken from me, or where there was times where my daughter was used as a taunt mechanism. And I mean a taunt mechanism that she was used to control me. In my martial arts class that I used to take when I was, you know, through high school and all that, my sensei used to tell me that no one can control you unless they take something that you love. I never believed that until that situation happened. It is true. Not sure why things happen the way they happen, but being a father to this little girl changed my life, saved my life, changed my life. And I was not ready. She's 5 years old now. And I tell you right today, I'm a great father in my eyes. And in her eyes, I'm the best father. But I'm still not ready for age 6 or age 7 to 10. Because I don't know what type of father I need to be. I feel like every year you gotta be some type of superhero, and you just don't know what superhero you gonna have to be next year at 6. You know what I'm saying?
That's one of them things you probably should think about when it comes. Like you can only live for right now. You know what I mean?
That's it. But yeah, you can only live for right now. But it's still in your mind to think like, dang, I wonder what it's going to be like. It's nothing to stress about. It's actually exciting. You know what I'm saying? It's actually exciting. So I'm looking forward to it. It's just, you're never ready for what's not present at the moment. You, it's one of those situations where you have to get ready. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And having a child, I mean, yeah, you was ready to get into bed and get them cookies, of course. But in all honesty, you really wasn't ready for that neither, because that comes with some consequences too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That comes with some mental stress too. You ever hear your mom say when you was younger, boy, you ain't ready to have sex, and you thought that it was just the feeling that was going to tear you apart. Nah, man, sex come with a lot of demons. Sex come with a lot of...
Oh, hell yeah. You better believe
that. You see what I'm saying? A lot of problems. And that's what we were. We weren't ready for that, right?
A lot.
Trail, you got an older daughter, man. What's your fears, man, when it come to that?
To be honest with you, my biggest fear is her meeting a nigga just like me.
Oh, come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Like seriously, bro. Like, I wasn't like a ruthless dude in high school, but in the back of my mind, you know, like we all know at that point in time, we all going for one thing.
Yeah, yeah, your hormones raging.
And,
yeah.
You know, and you know, if one ain't giving out, then it's on to the next.
Okay.
You know, like I said, that's pretty much my biggest fear.
So that's how you was rolling, man.
Man. Like I was, like even though I was, you know, like y'all boys already know, you know, I raised up in the church, you know, playing drums, you know, my grandma being a pastor, whatever. But, you know, I was out there trying to get whatever I could, man.
Trying to get to the nitty gritty and everything.
Man, we all were. Bro.
Yeah. I mean,
that's pretty much my biggest fear. And with her being a junior, she just went to the prom this year. Her junior prom, and ended up having a conversation with her, and I came out and actually apologized to her
about what
for the things that I did that I did in the past. I said now I know this might sound crazy, but I'm a firm believer in karma. I said so.
Okay.
Apologize right now for everything that's gonna happen to you, like, you know, like what you're going through now and in the future, because of my mistakes that I made when I was younger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, just to go ahead and clear that slate.
You need to get that,
that energy has been put out there, but you definitely wanted to make amends with what you did. And I mean, they say the sins of the father, you know what I'm saying, it falls on the child. So I guess I could see that, man. And me having a daughter for myself now, I guess because my daughter's still pretty young, I don't really have those thoughts just yet. But I know for you guys have your daughter's a little older. So and definitely if you reflected on how you were coming up, I mean, it could be rough. You know what I mean? I get that part.
I'm telling you, man, like, cause I mean, nothing's changed, man. Like the way these boys are now is nothing similar to the way that we were. Yeah. I mean, you know, they might move a little different, but the same thing is still going on in the back of their head. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
In the back of their mind.
Right.
You know, it's only one thing that they want at the end of the day.
And they can't even handle that.
I mean, I don't think the women, the young ladies can either, bro. It's so trendy now. You know what I'm saying? Like everything you look at is selling sex. Like you can't even watch a decent cartoon these days without some kind of innuendo. It's like when we were coming up, like you really had to look for some type of sexual activity. Like you had to look for it. Like your mama probably had a porn stash somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like you had to go get that VHS. You know what I'm saying? So with now, these kids got phones. They can access sex at any point in time, bro. Like you can't save them from that. So it's a different climate we in.
You right.
But see, I got a 6 kid. And he actually wanted to have sex. So I be like, well, okay, then you know what, man? Me and you gonna have a talk, like a real man-to-man talk. So I talked with him. I told him everything on females, how they could do you. I've been through that. I'm on the paperwork. I got 7 kids. I got 5 boys, 2 girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You
know what I'm saying? I'm out there. I didn't been out there and did that. So I tell him everything. I don't hide nothing. I don't sugarcoat it. And to this day, like, he's 16. He don't really think about sex. He think about, you know what I'm saying, what he want to do with his career, how he want to enjoy himself, his life. Like, I'm always trying to put him on business ideas. Like, yo, you young. You could do this. You could start this and have this on your plate or whatever. So you could be prepared. So, because I talk to a lot of, that's why I say, like, when I last him, whatever, I say, man, we got to talk to our kid. Like, I can't fuss at him all the time. I got to talk to him.
Oh, yeah, especially at that age.
Yeah, and I actually took him to Walmart. Like, man, go and pick your poison. I say, but I didn't want to make sure you protect me. Mm-hmm. So, one, I brought down another, you know what I'm saying, situation to him. He like, he about to cry. I say, nah, you ain't got to cry. But this is what you got to go through. Because a lot of decisions going to come with having sex. Either you get an STD or a child.
Well, he felt like it was a lot of pressure on him as far as the whole sex conversation.
Yeah, because I told him straight up, man, look, I got to see your little bird, man. I got to see what you're working with. For I want to make sure you got whatever fitting for you.
That's crazy, bro.
I'm looking at stuff too. I'm like, but golly, man, they got all kind of lubricant stuff. I ain't know this stuff neither.
Right.
So I'm like,
right.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man. My son, 3 years old, man. I can't even imagine having to ask my son, like, bro, in any other circumstance, I would not ask another man to do this. But I definitely need to see what you got going on so you can put this condom on, the right condom, because let's keep it a buck. Like, everybody ain't got that situation.
I say, like, okay, man, I've been raised by females. I'm going to tell you straight up, bro. If something wrong with me, man, I'm dropping drawers, bro. Hey, look at this. I'm being real with you because I didn't been there. So I didn't do that, man. Like, yo, I'm dropping drawers in front of my mom. Say, hey, man, look at this. I'm going to get checked, bro. Like, for real. And that's what I want my son to understand. Like, yo, bro, it's something wrong, man. Drop them things, man. Yeah.
So you want him to be comfortable with, okay, you talking sex. You want him to be comfortable coming to you. You know what I'm saying? If he got any questions or if he got something going on, STD-wise, you know what I'm saying? Or some mysterious growth going on.
Because see, like me, like I said, like my man said, man, he got his daughter and she'll be sick. Like, it's a growth thing with you because you got to know how to handle it. Because their child coming at you as you're the superhero.
Yeah.
You got to know how to solve my problem. You got to help me. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be prepared to that and hold your composure because I got in a situation where a man said he was going to beat my kid. Oh no, bro, you pushing a button. But my mindset, I thought like this, let me handle this situation because my kids might get in a situation, I want them to come home. So
okay,
I handled that as a man, talked to the man, saw the problem, and my kids seeing how my reaction was, okay then, daddy could have beat him up, but daddy didn't, daddy talked to him, saw the problem, and guess what? They can get out there and come back home. Because they might get out in a situation, man, boom, I'm going to fight like my daddy. Man, I got to knock it through. Do this belong to you? And it's something that belonged to my child. Like, man, that was scary Friday, man, when my child ran away from home, man. Everything ran across my head. Man, if my child hurt, it's my do something to my baby, like, I'm crying.
Yeah, that's heavy, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm praying to God. God, man, protect my child. I get a call or they found me. I'm still coming to see him. I want to hold my child.
Right.
I'm hugging him.
Right.
Showing him that, man, I love him. I care for you. And a lot of boys ain't getting anything that that's a weakness. Nah, man, you need to show these. We love y'all.
Right.
Cause it's hard.
For real. It's hard. And I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. Like, I think the millennials do have more fathers involved than our era coming up when we was coming up, man. It's just a lot more brothers stepping up in these times, man. I've seen it, bro. So that's very commendable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what kind of pressure he had on him that made him feel like he had to run away, but he got a strong dad. Like, you know what I mean? Who knows? Who knows what's going on? But you told that man you love him and you embraced him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, these kids need that more so than anything. And I honestly don't know, like, where we get it from, because, like, a lot of people say, if you grew up with it, then that's what you know. But a lot of us had to take on our own way. You know what I'm saying? And now that we have our own children, we definitely treat it accordingly. You know what I mean? Like, we fathers. So that's bad.
Like, I ain't meant to cut you off, but like, I just got, you know what I'm saying, my cousin Charles to tell me he loved me. And like, he grown, like, bro, ain't nothing wrong with me. Like, my homeboy called, man, I ain't talking to him in a minute. Like, man, I miss talking to you, bro. I love you, bro. Like, bro, I love you too. So ain't nothing wrong with this telling somebody that you love them and care for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a stepson here now. He was depressed. But me talking to him, mm-hmm. and doing stuff with him and letting him know, like, man, I know I go hard on you, but I love you. I'm going to let you know that. I said, I'm going to keep telling you that. I said, mm-hmm. oh, I said, man, out for us or this and that. But I got to go hard because there's people out here that are going to try to go harder.
Right.
So I make sure. Yeah. If they try to come too hard, it's going to be like light work. Like, man, that ain't nothing, man. My stepdaddy came at me that way about that. I know how to handle it.
That's right. So,
do y'all think that it's happening more so now? Like, people are more open to say, you know what, I love you. Like, is it happening right. more so now than when we were coming up? Do you believe?
Yeah, it is.
I think it's happening more. It's needed. Like, it's happening. Needed.
Yeah, it's happening way more now because, you know, a lot of our kids are experiencing losing people now. It's a lot more deaths now. It's a lot more viral deaths now. Like the little girl that just was on Facebook, I had ran across her video, and she was mm-hmm. like, she was like, stop. She said, stop killing us. She was like, we don't want to die. We just want to be kids and have fun. Like, this okay. girl is 6 or 7 years old, bro. She said yeah. she's outside playing with her friends. She said, I guess and one of her friends got shot. She said, but we don't want to die. She said, when God calls us, then I'll go. But until then, stop killing us.
Man, that's deep, bro.
So you gotta tell the next man that you love him. Like, real talk, man, my dad wasn't in my life. You feel me? Pete Gang. My dad wasn't in my life. You feel me? But I call him and I'd be like, yo, Pops, I love you. He'd be like, I love you too, son. And that's the end of the conversation. We really can't find no words to say to each other. So if I don't have anything to say to you, not because I'm holding a grudge that you wasn't there, it's just that we don't have that connection, I'm damn sure gonna definitely tell you that I love you.
Right.
I'm gonna let you know that I love you, because at the end of the day, you are my dad. And the reason why we are telling each other that we love each other now, and the reason why the fathers in this generation are stepping up, is because we all know what we don't want our children to have. We don't want our children to have deadbeat dads. See what I'm saying? Yeah. So we want to make sure that we step our game up.
Trail, give us something before we get out of here. We wrap this thing up.
Well, to go back on what CJ was saying, like, I do the same thing with my son now. You know, he's 15 in high school. Yeah. And, you know, just like he said, you know, I'm, you know, like with him and my daughter, they go to my wife to, you know, talk to her about anything before they come to me. But I'm like, yo, hey, you know, daddy right here, you know, if you can't talk to me face to face, I said, you can text me. You know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't got, you can text me, write me a letter. Like, I don't care what it is. And like with my son, I told him, I was like, hey man, you know, I know you getting to the point where you getting that sensational.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To do something. You know,
is he already showing that he's interested in the opposite sex?
Yeah, man, look.
It's going on. Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's been going on for a minute, man. So like, you know, I just went to him and was like, hey, you know, look, do I need to go buy some condoms or whatever? You know, he was like, nah, dad, you know, that, you know, I ain't, you know, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Look, man, it ain't nothing that you think I got to worry about. I'm more worried about your well-being. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, I told him, like, look, like, you know, sex is a good thing, but it's good to wait until you marry.
Yeah. True. If you believe in that sort of thing.
It
can, yeah, exactly. It can be a good and a bad thing at the same time.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Only if you do it the right way.
Yeah, and we definitely gonna touch on doing it the right way and what's considered doing it the right way come next episode, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all boys, man, for holding this show down. I appreciate the listeners. No problem. And we gonna hit y'all again next week, man. We got another hot topic for these guys to touch on. I just want to say thank you to all you guys, man. Straight up.